This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you are out celebrating Valentine's Day. Some of you don't even know what Valentine's Day is. I jokingly refer to it as Her Day. Because I don't know about you guys, and into no family, into no flowers or candy. I don't know, maybe candy, depending on the kind of candy it is. You know what I'm saying? But I always get a kick out of every year. And actually, I didn't do it this year. Usually, I had to get home for the show, and I had other stuff to do. But usually, I love going by the supermarket or to the local card store and watch all of you guys hanging out at the card place. Okay? Now, a hint. Two-thirds of the cards are gone on Valentine's Day, guys. All right? So, going there today just makes your struggle that much worse. You know, next year, put it on your calendar. So when you stop by the supermarket to get a six-pack of beer, go get a card for your honey. It ain't that hard. But I don't know what it was. It was a long time ago, probably 10 years ago. And there was a bunch of guys, and I'm just watching. And there's a bunch of guys standing there, and they are flipping, they are frantically going through those cards. Envision that in your mind, right? They're frantically going through those cards. They're looking for that right one, the one that their wife is going to know that they didn't just go into the store and whip it off the, you know, the thing and run with it. And one guy steps back. I mean, it was, I wish we had, you know, we had smartphone. Maybe we did and I didn't have one. I don't know. But I wish I had a smartphone at the time, because a guy steps back. And he looks at him and he's like, hey, guys, when did we lose the war? I thought that was the greatest line in the world. And I will never forget that. Because it was perfect. For that moment in time, it was perfect. And yeah, see, even you're giggling at that one. Because that is funny. And it's kind of like, if your whole relationship, I just had this conversation with one of my sons. If your relationship is based on what you're buying for her, or him, whatever, I'll just deal with the her side right now, right? And you're going to make somebody happy with how much money you spend, how many flowers you get, you know, whether you go to get the right restaurant, you get stuck in line for an hour and a half. It's just crazy. Now, there's several stories about the origins of Valentine's Day. You know, one of the ones is the story about Saint Valentine. Right, the Catholic priest, where there was a moratorium or there was something to do with you, really couldn't get married, and he helped people get married. I'm giving you the Joe's 80,000 foot overview. And so he was making sure that people could get married. He was making sure that there was a little romance going on in the village, you know. But there was a dark side to Valentine's Day. I don't know if you guys know that. Right, the origins of this festival of candy and flowers. Actually, it started off as a dark and bloody, and a little bit muddled. Right, no one really talks about it that much. Nobody really knows the exact. But see, here's what lends credibility to this story. It's all about the Romans. The Romans were a very dark and nasty group of people at one time. Some would say, anyway. So from February 13th to the 15th, Romans celebrated the Feast of Lupercalia. The men sacrificed a goat and a dog, and then whipped the women with their hides, just to show them they loved them. Whipped the women with their hides of the animals they had just killed. Now, the Roman romantics, they were drunk. They were naked, according to one historian at the University of Colorado. He said that women would actually line up for the men to hit them. Lenski says that they believed that this would make them fertile. Wow. Where they sold a bill of goods. The brutal feat included a matchmaking lottery in which young men drew the names of women from a jar. The couple would then be coupled up for the duration of the festival, so to speak. Or even longer, if it worked out right. The ancient Romans may also be responsible for the name of our modern day of love. Emperor Claudius II executed two men, both named Valentine. On February 14th. Of different years in the 3rd century. Their martyrdom was honored by the Catholic Church, which still celebrates them as St. Valentine's Day. Later, Pope Galatius, he made things even worse in the 5th century. He combines, and forgive me, I grew up Catholic. I love my Catholic upbringing. I'm not going to go through the whole story. You can get it in another segment someday. But the Catholic Church is riddled with this kind of stuff, where they've taken a pagan holiday and, you know, took a Christian holiday and kind of pushed them together, thinking they would get more people to attend. Of course you get more people to attend. Most people, after they get past the second beer, don't care what they're doing there anymore. So they mixed Valentine's Day and Lupercalia. They thought that would push out the pagan rituals. But the festival turned out to be more of like a theatrical interpretation of what the day was supposed to be. It was a little bit more of a drunken feast in many ways. But the Christian put clothes back on it. You had to get dressed. If it was going to be a Christian thing, you guys got to put your clothes on, right? And they turned it from a day of fertility to a day of love. Go figure that one out. Not what we always do with these things. We have to kind of tweak them and twist them around. Anyhow, obviously it's going on to where it is today. You ready for this one, guys? Valentine's Day across the world has reached a $20 billion. It's a $20 billion day. Seriously. I'm sorry. Guys, how many flowers and candy boxes do you get? David Goss joins us after the break. TrumpSingles.com. Check it out. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, by a raise of hands, how many of you knew that Valentine's Day was so bloody in the early days, right? Well, it had to do with the Romans. What did you expect? Nothing is simple with the Romans. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat. Now, given that it's Valentine's Day, And I'm sure you're all out there doing your thing and waiting an hour and a half in line, and some of you guys have already spent your $1,000 at the jeweler's and another $300 for roses and another, $50 for a box of chocolates. And I'm glad to see they should really call it Herd Day. I mean, seriously. Anyway. So, but Everybody's got the thing they like to do. Everybody's got that special person they want to be matched up with. And my next guest, David Goss, figured this out a while back ago. And he started a site called, oh, that's good. He started a site called TrumpSingles.com. And I told you guys to go visit it before he came up on the show because I'd love to know what you think. TrumpSingles.com. So tonight's Valentine's Day. If you're still single, because, you know, we know that some of these couples have broken up because of the election. I've been reading it all over Facebook, and I really don't, you know, anyway. David Goss joins me, and let's see what's really going on TrumpSingles.com. David, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me on, Joe. Good to talk to you again.
All right, so you're sitting around with a bunch of guys, right? You're throwing back a few beers, playing poker last year or the year before, and you're going, you know what? I wonder how many people would sign up to date somebody else who likes Trump, right? Is that how it went down?
Pretty much. It was that we saw. We also saw that there was a Democratic dating site. So we didn't find anything that was for the Republicans or for Trump supporters. So, and we knew that with all the hate that was going on against Trump supporters, that it was going to be very difficult for them to be going on dates, trying to find somebody. You know, they're going to spend a lot of money, a lot of time going on date after date after date, only to say, oh, I support Trump, and then all of a sudden they're a racist, and the person doesn't want anything to do with them anymore. So it's. So it's just a way for people to find people that are like-minded, that understand that just because you support somebody doesn't mean that you need to be labeled anything. You're just a person that has your own personal views.
What do they call those things? Speed dating, right? I mean, can you imagine the speed dating things back a year and a half ago and people going, okay, who are you voting for, right? I mean, that would go from like, what are they, 2 minutes each down to about 10 seconds. I mean, those people would be up and out of that chair in a heartbeat. So this gave a place to go and what have you. So when you first started off with this, How did it take off? Did it kind of get a slow start? Did people think it was like a joke site, or what happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of liberals on Twitter, they were saying when we first got big in June, we got a lot of tweets saying, "I hope this is a joke. This better be a joke. This can't be real." And even today, we still get some of those, but not as much as we used to because we're out there now and people know that we're real. But yeah, it started off. The first couple of weeks were a little slow, and then I did your show and had a couple of other articles come out, and then we just sort of took off from there. We did really well leading up to the primaries, and then after the primaries, after Trump got the nomination, and then it was still growing, but not as quickly. And then as soon as he won the election, it just took off from there.
Wow.
I mean, I wasn't even sure that he was going to win. I was sitting in a bar writing rebranding for the website, and then 5 hours later, I get the tweet from the AP saying that he took Pennsylvania. I crumpled up that piece of paper and threw it away.
Well, good for you. Now, has he called you and want, you know, want a piece of the action or what? How did you can use his name, right?
Apparently we can, because we haven't heard anything from him yet, which is extremely surprising to us because, you know, he's got to have people out there that are scrubbing the internet looking for anything that has to do with his name. And with the amount of attention that we got, especially the week leading up to the inauguration, we were all over the place. So he has to know that we're there. Maybe he's just flattered that we're using his name, putting people together in his name, because we know that he likes to see his name on things. So maybe he's happy enough with that. We're not sure, but we're not holding our breath that we're going to get anything at this point.
So I got to ask you, and I know it's uncomfortable, but is the site still growing? I mean, are people still very positive about it? And, you know, the ones that are on there anyway?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, the people that are on there are very happy. We've gotten quite a few emails from people saying, thank you very much for having this. I've had such a hard time dating. I can never find a good guy. And I've done a few dates with a guy from your site. It's been amazing. So we definitely have had some positive reviews come in. And we're up to 35,000 people now.
Wow, very good. Good for you.
Yeah. So we've grown exponentially since the last time that I talked to you. And it just keeps going and keeps going. And, you know, as long as people keep finding us and hating us on Twitter and keep retweeting us, so, you know, we're fine with that, because we do have the good people out there that do appreciate what we're doing.
You know, they don't realize, forgive me for saying it this way, but they don't realize how stupid they are. They have the best marketing arm we can have. The more hate mail I get, the more they jump on my site and my Facebook page and get nasty with me, the more traffic I get. It's kind of like, guys, thank you for so much for getting me to, you know, a million views on the website. I really, very
exactly.
That, right?
They don't understand that they're part of the reason why Trump got elected in the first place, and all they're doing is helping us out even further. They think that, you know, they think that these insults and that these all these derogatory terms work, and they don't. Because all it does is empower the people that are like us, and the people that do like what we're doing to support us even more. So they don't get that they're actually helping us, and we've told them, you're helping us by doing this. You're helping us, and they just don't care.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
And they just keep doing it. So it's like, all right, fine. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah. I love it. I do that all the time with people. I go, hey, keep up the good work. I really appreciate. Look at you drove 342 views to my site. Thank you so much for that. But you know,
right.
Are you finding, because Trump people, you know, out there, they're all nasty, right? They're all haters. They're all nasty. They're all homophobes and racists and all that happy stuff. Are you getting a lot of complaints from people dating on your site that the people you're hooking them up with or they're being hooked up with are nasty and mean and racist people?
No. Like I said, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah.
We haven't had anybody say, hey, I went on a date with this guy and he wanted to shoot me with his guns that should be taken away. You know, we haven't gotten any, there's nothing like that. It's all positive stuff about how great these people are and how wonderful that the site is that it's there. So, I mean, we're just very happy that people are happy and we're just, we're doing our thing since the left won't let us do anything else. They're just gonna, you know, we do anything, we get labeled a racist like that. I don't know if you've seen that little purple pigeon that's been going around.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook
I love it.
Recently.
Actually, I've been using it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a group that kind of started that whole thing or that kind of made it big. They went out on Sunday night and basically hit up CNN, BuzzFeed's posts, Sean King, all these other liberal posts, and just put it everywhere. And that's what kind of drew it up, made it real popular. And because they were doing it on all the liberal sites, now it's considered a hate symbol.
Oh.
Now it's considered a symbol of white supremacy or a
perfect
code for white supremacists to gather.
But wait
all
a minute.
Because, and
it's purple. It's purple.
Yeah.
How can it be a white supremacist? I'm confused.
I have no idea. But just because Trump people used it first, now it's a racist thing. And that's all they do. And they don't really, and now it's huge. And the person that made it is getting all this money. Like they're making this person a bunch of money now just
cool.
because we took a meaningless symbol
David,
and they turned it into something else.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. Visit TrumpSingles.com, but only if you're single. I don't want to get you in trouble. And then come on back. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky.
Chick, chicky, boom. I don't know. I don't think we can use that word anymore. Oh, no, Trumpson. We can use that word now. Okay, good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll and check out stations and time. Now, this is working, people. I'm telling you, this is working. Here's the deal. If you call your local station and you ask the program manager, what is wrong with you? Why are you not carrying The Real Side? Get enough of you to do that. And guess what they do? They reach out. We have picked up four stations since November. I'm working with two of them right now. Because you have called them and said, hey, how come you don't carry this show? So it does work. They want to hear from you. And they want to know you're listening to the show. And I very much appreciate the show. And, again, I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me and that you text me, you send me information, emails, all that fun stuff. Let me get right back to my guest because I'm having some fun with him and I'm having some fun with the subject. We've got David Goss is on the line with me. He is one of the founders. Are you the founder or one of the founders?
I'm the founder. I'm the one who came up with the idea and then I brought people in.
Okay, so you are the founder of TrumpSingles.com, and you guys have got to look, if you're not single, please don't go there. I mean, I'm not trying to keep business out of Dave's hands, but I don't want any divorces on my head here. But if you are single and you're a conservative and you're a Republican and you like the direction the country's starting to go in, then head over there and at least check. Look, have you seen? I know I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this, David. So you don't have to say anything. You don't have to respond at all. But have you seen the pictures of all the quote unquote hot Democrat chicks? You know, Democrat chicks. And then you see a picture of all the hot Republican chicks. I'll tell you what. If I was a decline state, a Democrat, or a hardcore Green Party person, I'd switch to Republican after seeing that picture. Let me tell you what. Okay, so head over to the Trump site, TrumpSingles.com. Come on, David. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah, Steph, and actually I am going to jump on that real fast because I will say something about that. And back in 2012, UCLA, a very liberal college, they actually did a study that showed that Republican women were more feminine and better looking than Democratic women. So this isn't an unfair thing. This isn't something that we're saying to be jerks.
Right.
This is something that actually was proven in a study done by UCLA researchers. So,
yeah, and not all, but most of the Democrat women that I know or deal with, most of them, not all of them, they're mad about something. They're always mad. And when somebody's always mad, they don't look very good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the Republican women seem to always, you know, have hope or something. I don't know what it is, but they're happy most of the time. Let's just put it that way. So,
When's the last time you've seen a picture of Nancy Pelosi and she hasn't had rage paint on? I mean, that's a perfect example right there.
Well, you know what? They've got their own dream team. Maybe nightmare team. I don't know. But, you know, I'm thinking, I want somebody to send me a portrait. It could be a character portrait. I would love this. I want Pelosi. I want Wasserman Schultz. I want Sheila Jackson Lee. I want Maxine Waters. You see where I'm going with it? I mean, this picture would be something. If you looked at it before you went to bed, you wouldn't be able to sleep for a week. That kind of thing. But think about that group together on any panel, any board, any committee, anywhere. That got to make you sick right there.
Yeah. They even labeled it the Michelle Bachmann effect.
Oh, God. All right. So let's get back to. Let me bring the show back to reality. Okay. So. Anyway, I'm glad to see. So TrumpSingles.com is growing and still growing, right, according to what you said?
Oh, yeah.
And so it's still open. And so what do people have to do to join this group or this?
You just show up to the site, just sign up. You're very limited to what you can do for a free site because we're continuing to update the site and make it better. So that costs money. So it does cost $19.99 a month to be a part of the site. But one of the cool features that we have is we have a credit system. So what you can do is if you're a paying member and you want to communicate with somebody who's not a paying member, mm-hmm. what you can do is you can buy credits and gift them to the person. So that way they can use the credits to, they can spend the credits on messages so that you're able to communicate with this person even though they haven't paid for the site. So uh-huh. it's a way, and it's also a chivalrous way of kind of doing it. So they show that, hey, there's actual interest. It's like, this guy's already spent money on me. He doesn't even know who I am yet. And they're already, there's already a good connection there for that. So,
explain to people before they go, because, you know, a lot of people look at those sites and they go, I don't know. I don't know if I'm safe with somebody on the site. Is there any kind of vetting or checking or any? You don't use Obama's vetting team, I hope, right? No.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, we go through as people sign up. Like, no pictures are going to be displayed. No avatars are going to be displayed without us approving them first. And then also beyond that, users can flag other users if there's an issue. So, and then that way we can go in. We try to respect everyone's privacy, so we don't, unless something's flagged, unless there's an actual issue, we don't go in and look at people's information or their messages. But if there is an issue, we will go just to check, just to make sure that it's somebody that's actually doing something that's negative, like a spam or whatever, and then we'll immediately remove that account. So we definitely, that's the biggest part of our day, is to go through and just make sure that everyone on there is on the up and up and that people aren't being harassed on our site.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to do. People don't realize. They think you guys just throw up those sites, walk away from them, and everything's cool. And they don't realize how much work it does take, you know, to make
right.
sure everything's done right.
Yeah.
So let's get back to now. You put the site together, and mm-hmm. you guys are sitting around, and not just you, but you guys are sitting around talking. And it is a true. We've become a society where. It's even if somebody on the left and wants to date somebody on the right, if they're even a smidgen to the one side or another of an issue, it's like all hell breaks loose. It's almost like we can't even get along anymore if we're one issue off with each other. Are you seeing a lot of that in the conversation on the site?
Not so much in the. Because, like I said, we don't try to get in too much in people's personal business when they're communicating with each other unless there's an issue.
Right.
But you know, we have gone in where someone got flagged and basically the user just got upset that the other person didn't want to go on a date with them. So we were reading it through and everything was going fine until basically they said, well, I'm not sure I'm ready to be in a serious relationship right now. And so I just wanted to test the waters and everything. And that person got upset and flagged them because they felt like they were wasting their time. But,
okay.
But other than that, like they seem to be getting along perfectly fine. So the stuff that we have seen hasn't been bad. There hasn't been anybody that's just like off a little bit left with our users. So everything seems to be fine with them.
So talk to me about your liberal friends. I mean, this has got to come up in conversation or you go out to do something and you're talking about this. So what do you do for a living? Well, I have a site called TrumpSingles.com. How does that conversation go with your liberals? Tell me about how
well,
that sounds.
Depends. It depends on their tolerance level, basically, and you know, because they're the party of tolerance, but still the tolerance isn't there always, and so sometimes I'll be like, oh, well, I run a dating website for Trump supporters, and some of them go, oh, well, I hate the dude, but that's awesome, that's a great idea, that's very smart of you to do. So some of them are very like supportive of it, and then others are like, oh, really? Okay. And then that just sort of ends right there. And then they either try to change the subject or they say, okay, well, I gotta go and I don't hear from them again. So it's just, you know, it's just how it goes. And some people just stick around because they just want to see what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do next, because I've kind of become a little bit of a polarizing figure since I started this. So, so people stick around just to hear what I'm going to say. And so I'm sure we have some of the liberals, listening in right now.
I don't, you know, listen, dude, I get them all night long and I can't wait to quote what I say totally out of context. I get the biggest kick out of it. And I've gotten,
yeah.
You get that thick skin after a while, you start going, it doesn't really matter. I could say that I'm adopting 15 kids and giving them over to families who can't afford them, and I'd still be some nasty ogre who, you know, adopted all the wrong kids for all the wrong reasons kind of thing. You know, it's just
right,
it's nuts.
Right. And that's
go ahead.
What we deal with.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, that's just what we deal with, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I want to come back to where we've come in society now. Since you've gotten into this and you're talking to people about it and what have you, it's mm-hmm. almost like we don't date now for compatibility of some of our basic foundational beliefs. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. But now there's, you know, 117,000 questions that you have to get right with each other to make sure you're exactly on the same page, you know, from a political standpoint, from a religious standpoint, from a whatever standpoint, a color standpoint, how you approach ethnicities and what have you. I mean, you are a lightning rod, as you said earlier. I've seen some of the stuff on your Facebook page and other places. It doesn't take anything but you to sneeze the wrong way because you're the Trump singles guy now. Now you're the nastiest guy on the face of the planet, right? I mean, we're really in a bad way.
Oh, yeah. Just even the night that he won the election, like I said, I had some friends that were like, we don't like the guy, but I support you. And then half of those people, all of a sudden, as soon as I got announced that he won, all of a sudden I was getting F you for this, screw you for that. I can't believe that you helped him win. It's like they like put it on me that I actually had a part in helping him win the election.
Well, yes, because your 35,000 people voted for him because of you. They didn't come to the site because of it. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. It's TrumpSingles.com, people. Head over to TrumpSingles.com. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you got to tune in next hour, right? Don't, because the guy you've been waiting for, too, I mean, all my guests are good, but this guy you love every week, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us to give us a report right from the street. And, man, I'll tell you what, he is wound up so tight. I may not even have to be here today. I might just have to give him one question, and I'll probably be able to move on, and he'll make the rest of it happen. So I do appreciate you being with me again. Always appreciate the messages you send, the emails you send. Keep them clean. Keep them happy. Because if you come at me, I don't have a problem with you guys coming at me. Just if you get stupid and you just spew party lines, I'm going to read your name. If you honestly come from it from the heart, I'm willing to have a conversation with you, and I won't embarrass you on the air, I promise you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. My guest, David Goss, is with me, and he's the founder of a website called TrumpSingles.com. Hopefully you've checked it out by now, TrumpSingles.com. David, again, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me on.
So I have fun with this stuff because, you know, people have preconceived notions of what we are. Because any right-wing conservative, and I don't know if you know about my book, my new book is called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Okay, all those things we've been told to hate over the last 8 years, and I lay it out in there so you can see, you have no reason to fear me. You have no reason to hate me. I'm probably more on your side than you think in most cases. And again, people have preconceived notions. So I've seen pictures of you, and I say to myself, you know what? Most people would see you walking down the street and wouldn't perceive you maybe as a conservative, if you would, because they have a preconceived notion of what it is. What makes you a conservative? Right. Why did you become a conservative?
Well, growing up, I had a Democratic mother and a Republican father, and neither of them pushed their ideals on me. What they did was if there was an issue going on, they would talk to me about the issue, but they wouldn't put a bias on it. They would just give me the facts on it and let me decide kind of which way how I felt about it. And they loved me, so they supported me no matter what. And they just wanted me to be the best person that I could be, and they wanted me to be able to make my own decisions. And so that's kind of how it came about, was that most of the time I was on the conservative side of things. So that's just what kind of led me to do that. And then as I got more and more into politics and kind of understanding it and seeing how it worked, you know, I continued to stay on that route as a conservative, because that's what I identified with the most. That's what I agreed with the most. As far as my look, yeah, you know, when people see me, if they don't know that I'm a Republican, then they're kind of taken aback, like, well, what are you? Because, you know, they see a shaved head and a goatee. And so they're like, well, you could be going either way on this one. And then I said, well, I'm a Republican. And they go, oh, you must be one of those hillbilly Republicans.
Oh!
I'm just like, all right.
That's right.
Thanks for judging me without knowing me. That's super awesome of you.
That's right. My mama and my sister still out in the fields. I would get back before it gets dark because, you know, I got to take care of them. Right?
And then they find out I was born and raised in Santa Clarita, and they're like, oh, okay. We don't really have hillbillies around here.
I love that. You know, I'm from Boston. I grew up in the city. I grew up in the city of Boston. And I love it when people say to me, oh, you know, you're Massachusetts Democratic. I'm not in your life. No, I'm not a Massachusetts Democrat, you know?
Because you're from somewhere doesn't mean that's who you are. You know, everybody's different from where they come from. That's why you can't really peg everybody as the same just because they're part of any type of certain thing, even though the first thing the left wants to do is say, oh, you're a Trump supporter, you must be all these negative things. You know, they want to make a monolith out of us. But then when we say, oh, well, we're a little wary of Muslims just because some of them are terrorists, like, oh, well, you can't judge them all the same. And you're like, well, we're not trying to, but right, but you're doing the same thing to us.
Dude,
so it's like that's the hypocritical state of the left.
I have a joke with these people all the time. You know, they say you can't do that. They say that's not how you should talk to people, and that's not how you should classify people. They go, really? I'm Italian. Do you know how many times people say to me, so, hey, was your family in the mafia? Like really? Seriously.
Right.
That's okay, though, right?
This
is insulting.
For them it is. Yeah. It's terrible. It's not the way that it should be.
All right, so.
But unfortunately, it is.
Obviously, I don't think you just took advantage of the Trump name. I think that maybe you got behind him or had some support for him. Let me ask you a couple of questions here about Mr. Trump. Is he, as he's taken his office and he's cranking forward here, is he moving too fast? Would you like to see him move faster? Is he living up to his promises? I mean, give me an idea of his first, 28 days or so.
I think he's living up to his promises so far. The one promise that I don't think he could be moving a little bit quicker on is getting rid of the leftovers. Because I think that those are a lot of the problem with what's going on, especially with everything that happened with the leaked conversation of Flynn and everything like that. It's the leftovers that are still there, and they're the ones that are wreaking the havoc for him the most. So that's the one thing that I would like to see move faster on is get the leftovers out of there, get his people in, get it so that we can have a supportive government that can move forward without all this back and forth and stalling.
Yeah, it was funny because Kim Jong Un in whatever his name is, the one that's taken over now. After his dad died, and he went in there. I don't know if you know this, but he had a couple of his uncles off. He moved a lot of people out that were, think about this, that were loyalists to his father. Right? Mm-hmm. He moved a bunch of them on, and I'm not suggesting that Trump did, keep your emails to yourself. I'm not suggesting that Trump should off some of the generals over there, but you know, you've got a clean house. You've got to bring your own people, and you've got to be able to understand that these people are loyal to you and not disloyal to the country, because you can be loyal to the commander-in-chief and still be loyal to the country. You know, it's amazing to me. Again, the hypocrisy of the left going on right now, and you see it. I watch what happens to you on Facebook, too. You see it going on. It's a double standard. Can you imagine if this was if these leaks came when Obama was in the White House, what they would be doing to us?
It'd be terrible. And all of a sudden it would be that the people that we're going after, the people that leaked it, we're going after all the Republicans that are still there. We're going to go after them. But now they say, oh, we need to investigate Trump. That's what we need to do. We need to investigate Trump. And I think that a big part of, and now they're saying, oh, the GOP Congress wants to investigate. Yeah, because they want to find out who leaked it so they can get him out of there. They're not trying to get Trump out of there. They're trying to get the leaks out of there. But the left is trying to spin it that, oh, they're going to do this to try to bring proceedings, impeachment proceedings or whatever against Trump. I've seen that on a couple of, more liberal, pages. So it's just kind of ridiculous how they go one way or without thinking of the other.
David, this is how stupid these people are. Okay, I'm not a well-educated man. I know the basics. And here's what I know. Okay, you want Trump out? He resigns on Friday. Guess who steps in? Mike Pence. Much more conservative, more religious, everything they hate. So they're going to find pictures of him, you know, sleeping with farm animals or something. Okay, so they get him moved along, right? Who's the next one in line, right?
Paul Ryan.
Yeah, keep going, people. Okay, and you get down to the point where their people are nowhere in this because then it starts going to cabinet choices. I don't know if they know that, but all the secretaries that he's appointing, that's whose lap it drops into next. How dumb can you be? This is truly, you know the term of cutting off your nose to spite your face? This is truly what these people are doing. Not very smart, are they?
No. And I mean, God forbid for the left that General Mattis gets in a president level. It's going to be they would be losing their minds. They're not just going to impeach all the way down. So you know, it's just deal with what you got, deal with what you got, and kind of man up and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. That's what I did when Obama was elected. I said, okay, Obama's elected. Let's see what we can do to work along with this guy. But instead, they're not taking that high ground. They're taking the low ground, and it's very unfortunate to see that happen.
Yeah, my joke with all that was I was so mad when Obama got elected the second time. I was so teed off that I went to work the next day because I still had bills to pay. It didn't matter who was president. I still had bills to pay, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I always got a kick out of that. But then again, now they're screaming about impeachment. I love that, too, because here's the deal. Does anybody know what it takes to do an impeachment once you get past this whole two-thirds of the Senate, two-thirds of the Congress, and you're going, can you guys count? I mean, do you need more fingers and toes? Can you count? You don't have it. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. And it's just them they're just going all from the Sadowinski playbook and of discourse. And it's just, it's terrible to see it happen. It's just, you know, like we should be doing things to be bettering our country, not making it worse. I mean, just because you don't like the pilot that's on your plane, you're not going to take him out and crash the plane with everybody in it. So it's like it's just not it doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know, you might if you're a liberal, you know, get him off of here. I don't care what's going on. So all right, we only have about a minute left. Tell people where about your site and why they should go there and what they'll find there.
It's TrumpSingles.com. It's a great dating website for Trump supporters, for anybody that's conservative. That's a lot of people that share the same views and same values. You're not going to waste your time going on dates just to find somebody who's going to get up and walk away from you in the middle of the date just because you have your own certain views. And it's just a great place to go find a good, healthy relationship. And then also at the end of April, we're going to be doing an event up at the Agua Dulce Winery. So be on the lookout on Facebook for the event for that.
Yeah, so if you're up in the Los Angeles area or northern Los Angeles County area, the winery's a great place to go. You might as well go there, too, and check out the other people on the Trump website. Anyway, David, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Do appreciate your time. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Corey Duncan has got to be wound up. He's been waiting. He's been sitting in the bullpen, you know what I'm saying? And he has got to be wound up. He'll be with us in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you. But don't go far, really. Got a lot coming up.